Welcome back to the Paul to Timothy Institute podcast. I'm Dr. Mike Oney, and today we are in part three of a series titled Final Words for Future Leaders. Specifically, today we're going to talk about how to serve through a season of suffering. You know, one of the greatest marks of maturity as a ministry leader is the ability to serve through a season of suffering. It was one of my mentors that used to say fairly regularly, it is not what it takes to get someone started that is the measure of their strength. Rather, it is what takes to stop someone that is a much better measure of their strength. At the close of the book of Philippians, which is a prison epistle written by the Apostle Paul, it was also written near the end of his life. He gave the secret to his strength as a ministry leader. Philippians 4, 12 and 13, verse 12. I know how to get along with little, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Hudson Taylor is known for a powerful statement that he talked about in his own life. He said this. He said, it does not matter how great the pressure is. What really matters is where the pressure lies, whether it comes between you and God or whether it presses you near his heart. Let me make a strong statement about those who are able to lead effectively where God has placed them. Every effective ministry leader has the ability to bear fruit when times are favorable and when times are unfavorable. It's just a paraphrase of 2 Timothy 4, verse 2. Preach the word, Paul told Timothy, also written, by the way, near the end of the Apostle Paul's life, as he is passing on the secrets to Timothy of how to cope with suffering and continue to serve. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and exhort with great patience and instruction. In other words, Timothy, you've got to be able to pull ministry off in favorable times and in unfavorable times. You know, the natural human condition is to become so myopic in seasons of suffering that we fail to even see the needs that are around us. You can easily see a pastor or ministry leader neglect their family, neglect those whom they serve, neglect core responsibilities that are in their scope of immediate influence, all because they are overwrought with suffering in the moment. There is a story about Mother Teresa that really drives the point home well about learning to serve well through suffering. One night, a man came to Mother Teresa's home and told her that there was a family of 8 children who had not eaten for days. Mother Teresa immediately got up, went out, found the kids, and found them, just as he had said, dying of hunger. There was no sorrow or sadness in the little room when she entered in, but there was this deep pain written across their face as they were dying of hunger. When Mother Teresa gave rice to the mother, that mother took it and divided it in two and went out carrying half the rice. And when she came back, Mother Teresa asked, where'd you go? And she simply said, to my neighbor. They are hungry also. Mother Teresa wasn't surprised that poor people showed themselves to be very generous. What she was surprised at, however, was that this mom knew that her neighbors were hungry. Mother Teresa said this, as a rule, when we are suffering, we are so focused on ourselves, we do not have time for others. It's so true, isn't it? Learning to cope well through suffering is a key measure of our strength in ministry. So I want to talk about it very practically. Let's look at how we cope through a season of suffering well. You know, this series is titled Final Words for Future Leaders. It's found, the entire series is based in the chapters of John, chapters 12 through 17. And in these six chapters of Scripture, we find Jesus preparing his leaders for the future of leading the church. And they led amazingly well, very much related to the principles that Jesus taught in John 12 through 17. Now, John 13, verses 1 through 3, Jesus gave three principles for serving through a season of suffering. Let's take a look at it, and let's tag on verse 4 and show you how he immediately was able to respond to the needs of the moment. John 13, 1 through 4. Now, before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come and that he would depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And during supper, the devil, having already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had handed all things over to him, and that he had come forth from God and was going back to God, got up from supper. Verse 4 is the application. Got up from supper and laid his outer garments aside, and he took a towel and tied it around him. So here they are. Number one, coping with suffering requires aligning our expectations to the season we are facing. Let's make it simple. The number one reason for burnout as a ministry leader is a failure to align our expectations with the season that we are presently facing. Conversely, the number one reason for strength in ministry is the focus to align our expectations to the season we are facing. John 13, verse 1, now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, Jesus knew it was a season of suffering where major adjustments would have to be made in his life and in his team. It was Phil Calloway that shared very transparently about his son Steve's call to serve as a missionary in Uganda. When Phil and Ramona's son received his call to Uganda, the Lord began preparing his son Steve. Let me share with you part of a letter that Steve sent his parents when he knew that God was calling him to serve on the mission field. He said this in part of the letter that he sent back home. He said, "Mom and Dad, in the country of Uganda, the Lord's Resistance Army is committing atrocities against children that are too awful for me to put in this letter. Over the years, they've abducted 50,000 kids and turned the ones they haven't murdered into soldiers. I'd like to work with the street children in Kampala. I'll be living with local missionaries. It will mean lots of needles, and I'll need to raise a little money, too. Dad, you told me once that Jesus came to comfort us, not to make us comfortable. I guess I've been comforted enough, Dad. It's time to offer some to others. Your son, Steve." When Phil and Ramona got the letter from his son, Phil told Ramona facetiously, "Don't you just hate it when your son practices what you've been preaching?" And Ramona told Phil, "It's what we've prayed for all these years, that he would live life on purpose." Phil went on to say, "And so 1 month ago, we hugged our firstborn son goodbye as he embarked on a grand adventure halfway around the world. It's funny the questions people ask when they hear he's in Uganda. Aren't you worried about his safety?" "I have my moments," Phil would say. "Check a list of the most dangerous spots on earth, and Uganda nears the top. But is it safety that we're here for? Isn't complacency the most dangerous place on earth? Isn't suburbia sucking the life out of teenagers more than any foreign country ever could?" Phil said, I sat with a missionary the other day who is pouring her life out in Pakistan, patching bodies and souls for Jesus. She's the only missionary in her area whose parents support her being there. He said, I must be honest. I understand. There are times I'd rather Steve was home making good money. Yet I cannot hope for more than this, that my children will hear God's voice despite a noisy culture, and they will obey. Coping with suffering requires aligning our expectations to the season that we're facing. And let me share with you, when you are moving into a season of suffering, adjust your expectations. Get ready to make major adjustments in your life. Without accepting that dynamic that I will have to make major adjustments in order to cope well in the hour that I am facing right now, we will never do well through that season of suffering. Let me give you the second point that Jesus so beautifully put on display. Coping with suffering requires trusting the sovereignty of God. John 13, verse 3, Jesus, knowing that the Father had handed all things over to Him, and that He had come forth from God and was going back to God. One of the greatest ways to increase our coping ability in a season of suffering is to intentionally trust the sovereignty of God. Andrew Murray, wonderful missionary to Africa, spent much of his life there in the later 1800s, ministering so effectively in that continent. He said this, in a time of trouble, learn to say this. First, He brought me here. It is by His will that I am in this strait place, and that fact I will rest. Next, He will keep me here in His love and give me grace to behave as His child. Then, He will make the trial a blessing, teaching me the lessons He intends me to learn and working in me the grace He means to bestow. Last, in His good time, He can bring me out again. How and when, He knows. Let me say, I am here. And then Andrew Murray summarized it. Let me say, I am here by God's appointment, in His keeping, under His training, for His time. The Apostle Paul expressed a truth that is so foundational when we're trusting the sovereignty of God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 through 14, the Apostle Paul said, when I came to Troas to preach the gospel of Christ, even though a door was opened for me in the Lord, my spirit was not at rest because I did not find my brother Titus there. So I took leave of them and went to Macedonia. But thanks be to God who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of Him everywhere. Sometimes in ministry, God opens a door and yet things still fall apart because of circumstances or other people. And yet, trust the sovereignty of God because a setback in your life right now is not a failure. Note in Paul's ministry, he was hindered in the moment, but ultimately not restricted from success. Go back, take a look, 2 Corinthians 2, 12 through 14. Paul said, God opened a door. Then Paul let us know, I was never able to go through that door because circumstances aligned against me. And then verse 14, but thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphal procession and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of Him everywhere. Setback for you as a ministry leader is not necessarily failure. Let me apply very practically our truths today. There's one other principle that the Lord made very clear to me in helping me learn to cope with seasons of suffering. The first we talked about is a season of suffering requires aligning our expectations to that season. Expect to make major adjustments. Secondarily, coping with the season of suffering requires trusting the sovereignty of God. The third one is this. Coping well with a season of suffering means I must accept responsibility for what He has made me responsible for now. In my early 20s, when I started a church, I was 22 when we moved there to start that church. The Lord would ultimately establish a great church there, led through a man that is still there. He was my associate pastor, and this is near 40 years ago, and he is still there. And it's a great influential church in the city. But I can tell you, after I got there, I realized pretty quickly the Lord hadn't called me so much to pastor those people as He called me to become a pastor. There was foundational work He was doing in my life. And after a number of years there, and the Lord blessed, we bought property, built a new facility, established ministry, established the core leaders of the church, I was at a point that I could not cope with what was going on in my life. I was falling apart in a very major way. I was having false heart attacks, hives were coming over my body during different seasons of intensity. I had extreme depression. I had thoughts about hurting myself. It was an extremely negative time, and the Lord spoke to me very clearly during a vacation. He said, "You don't have the ability to cope with what I have not made you responsible for." That phrase changed my life because I realized I was accepting responsibility for everything, not only what God had asked me to be responsible for, but for everything else as well. So the very principle that the Lord drove home with me was simply this. I was not to take responsibility for what He had not made me responsible for. Rather, I was to take responsibility simply for what He had made me responsible to do now. And I love John 13, verse 4. After Jesus acknowledges that He's entering into a season of suffering, He acknowledges the sovereignty of His Father. He focuses, thirdly, on the task at hand. John 13, verse 4. He got up from supper and laid His outer garments aside, and He took a towel and tied it around Himself. So there are three truths about coping well in a season of suffering. Know the season that you are facing. Trust that your Heavenly Father is in control. And thirdly, only accept responsibility for what He has made you responsible for in the moment. Do it one day at a time. Four confessions that I'd encourage you to make about your life today. The Lord determines the seasons of my life, not me. Secondly, the Lord is in control of my life today, not me. Thirdly, the Lord has not given me the grace to be responsible for what He has not made me responsible for. Fourth, the Lord has given me grace to be responsible for what He has made me responsible for this moment, in this time, right now. You can make it one day at a time. This is Mike Oney, president of Paul to Timothy Institute, encouraging you to head over to paultotimothy.com. Take advantage of resources that we have designed for you as a ministry leader. Looking forward to our next time together.